to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Proverbs. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready, because we're about to take a deeper look in the book.
Hello, somebody. Hey, sweet mama. Where you been all my life? Ooh-wee! Amen. Amen. And once you get them smiling, that's it. That's it. You got them now. Eating out your hand. Amen. I need to move on now. All right. I'm getting too close. I'm telling the secrets. Y'all men, forgive me. Y'all forgive me up in here. Amen. I'm telling the men's secrets here. Amen. All right. But notice the right use of words. The right use of words. A word spoken in due season is just like a sweet apple. A messenger, a faithful messenger, is coming with some good news. That's good to the ears. You don't mind that person showing up if they're going to be bringing good news. Sometimes you can spot trouble coming around the corner. Some folks wonder why they don't like sitting next to me. It's because of your conversation. If you got a negative conversation, folks don't want to be around you. See, negative people attracts negative people. And positive people attract positive people. As a matter of fact, if you want to know who you are, look at your friends. The Bible's, we coming to that over in Proverbs, I believe it's 27. We're going to come to it. I'm going to show you that. Amen. Amen. Your friends are a reflection of who you are. If you go around saying, why is all these negative people coming around here? It's because you negative right now. You putting out negative vibes. You just didn't know it. You done went sour, and so now all these sour people. Have you ever noticed that you can put in a room folks who drinks, and it won't be long before those alcoholics find each other? You can put in a room folks that's gays, and it won't be long before they find each other. Now, that's just two examples of your spirit, the kind of spirit you got. If you are really a child of God, it won't be long. You can go to a bus station. It won't be long before another Christian come over there and sit next to you. All right, we can go on now. We got some amens on that one. We didn't get no amen on them other ones about the drinking and the gays. We didn't get no amens at all. So let's just go on. We get amen. Yes, it's true when you talk about a Christian. All right, let's go on. Y'all are a smart group of people. This Wednesday night crowd has got to be the smartest crowd in Texas. All right. Moderation. Moderation in all things. 16 through and 17. Look at what he says. Oh, wait a minute. I want you to look at 15 again, and I want you to underline this. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded. One of the reasons, listen, the way to deal with a superior in your life, your supervisor, your manager, even in the church, is patient. Be patient. Be patient. And you'll find that the leader even come and seek you out, say, hey, do you still want to do such and such and such? But if you keep on nagging a person, they think that you too aggressive. And they kind of got, you know, I wonder why do she wants this position? You know, some interior motive there. So they're going to kind of run from you. But if you're patient, you can get basically whatever you want just by being patient. Amen. You can get a sweet potato pie if you're patient. Hello, somebody. Who can make a sweet potato pie? Y'all don't have to raise your hand like you're scared. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. They didn't want everybody to know I can make this sweet potato pie. Amen. Amen. Sister Whipper, did you get those names down for me? Amen. Praise the Lord. We can have one every season. We can get all right. Now we're going to moderation. Moderation. Moderation in all things. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. Don't eat too much. Just eat enough. Learn to eat enough. Don't just learn to just eat everything that you see. See, a lot of time we think we got to eat up all the food where we won't have no more leftovers. No, just eat your share. You don't have to, you know, just keep eating. And I had to learn that when you go to Golden Corral. Yeah. You know, because in my mind, you done paid for two dinners or three dinners. And so I gotta stay there 3 hours and get my money worth. You see? My wife tell you, I don't like to leave. I say, I ain't had my dessert yet. I ain't had my watermelon and my fruit and all of that other stuff. Because we done paid. I don't want to just leave the money on the table. Hello, somebody. But I'm learning as I'm getting older. And then, too, like Sunday, I had a stomachache. I just couldn't eat no more. So that'll teach you sometimes. Sometimes your stomach got more sense than your mind. Your mind be saying, boy, you better eat you some more. But your stomach saying, that's enough for the day. Call it quits. You better leave that long unless I'm coming back up. Hello, somebody. Isn't that what the text said? You got to learn just to eat enough. Amen. So moderation. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. Underline that verse there. Circle that. Mark that. Put beside that right there. See, you don't. There's a such thing. Mama and them used to tell us, boy, you don't need to be going over there at them folks in them house. I said, Mama, you know, we was outside. We was on the porch. We was playing. And said, no, that don't matter. You're gonna wear welcome out. Yeah. And when you go places, don't act like you ain't never ate before. Hello, somebody. See, but actually, before we used to get out the car, you know, Mama would tell us, wait a minute, hold up. I said, but Mama, they there? And she said, wait a minute, let me give you instructions. All right. Stay in the living room. Don't go nowhere else. You ain't got no business down in them bedrooms. Yeah. Tell your cousin, bring the toys out. Y'all can play out here on the porch. Mama give you instructions. And then when I say head them up and move them out, I don't want to have to say that twice. When it's time to go, it's time to go. Mama was trying to teach us about moderation and stuff. you know, a lot of times that we would go over to Auntie's house, and boy, there's, and you know, my auntie, she used to fix 3 and 4 layer cakes. I ain't never seen cakes that tall. You know, that used to fascinate a lit boy. You know, mama used to cook 2 layer cakes, but seeing a 3 and a 4 layer cake, wow. And boy, you done ate, you know, one big slice of it. And then she said, Timmy, don't you want another slice? I be said, yes, ma'am, I want another slice. But I remember what mama said. Mama, you done ate your share. Amen. You just get one slice, that's enough. But ain't it? You know what I mean? Amen. See, like little boys, you try to show out. Amen. They get a little watermelon and they would cut it in half and say, all right, Maurice, you get one side, and Timmy, you get the other side. And we're going outside with watermelons. Do what we got. We got a watermelon. Amen. That's when folks used to plant their own garden and stuff. Amen. The day we would have to carve that watermelon up 10, 15 ways that day. Ain't nobody going out there with half of a watermelon that day. Hello, at the prices of watermelon, I went to Walmart. I ain't talking about Walmart now. I ain't putting Walmart down. But I went over there, man, $5.97 for a little bit. I said, man, that looked like a little basketball. Whatever happened to them long watermelons that used to have to care like this here? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But moderation. And that's what's wrong with a lot of our children today. They don't really have proper home training on moderation. They just get a whole big bag of potato chips and they eat them all. But mama and them used to make us share, so that was going to be some moderation there. Hey, because you ain't going to eat a whole bag by yourself. You get a Coca-Cola, you split that up 7 ways. Amen. Actually, it was 9 ways because daddy would come home with a Coke. And mama was so good, mama would take these little bitty shot glasses. And she said, all right, everybody, the saloon is open. We opening that saloon. And so, you know, that was fun to us. You see what I'm saying? Everybody had a shot. And boy, you know, you can't drink all your, I don't want to drink all mine in one swap. You know, I'm going to just sip on mine. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'm gonna just sip on mine. Yeah, that's some strong whiskey that I'm drinking. Amen. But that's how mama and them taught us all to share. Whatever you brought in that house, that was for everybody. Amen. I said, you know, my daddy really loved us to walk to work, then walk home. The white man gave him a Coke. But daddy would bring that Coke home and share with his wife and children. Now, I'm a Wilbur, but I wouldn't have thought like that. My family probably wouldn't have known about no Coke. The only way they would have known that Coke, they would have heard me belching. Breath smelling like Coke. Amen. Amen. God is good. Somebody say God is good. So moderation. Moderation in all things. Amen. 18 and 20, that's dealing with others. A man that bears false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Be careful in who you trust. Put your confidence in. It takes a long time to get to know people. And some people can be trusted with different things. It don't mean that you can't have fellowship with certain people. It's just like your children. One child you may confront to go get a message to so-and-so and bring back word. One child you can send to go get some sugar and come right back. Some children you can't send to go over there to get the sugar. They get over there and see a basketball and they play basketball. Hello, somebody. You got to know who to send. So you got to get to know people in you dealing with people. Amen. And that's just like in the church. Don't fall out with folks. And most of the time, you trusted somebody who couldn't be trusted in that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some people can be trusted with money. You loan somebody some money and they don't pay you back, well, that just lets you know they got a money problem. That's why they was begging to begin with. That lets you know right there. So it don't mean you can't fellowship with them. That just lets you know that the next time they come to ask you for some money, if you don't really have it to give, don't be giving. You know, I like to live by the policy of I'll give you the money rather than loaning you the money. Because that way, if I'm loaning you the money every time I see you for some reason, I'm thinking about, you know, now she said Friday. you know. All right, so now we in church on Sunday and she wearing a new dress. But she said Friday. So now it's messing with my worship service. It's hard for me to worship. You see what I'm saying? That's why. But if you done gave somebody some, you know, that's it. You done cut the screen. You're not looking for a draw screen to bring something back, get something back from them. Amen. And you feel pretty good that you had something to give somebody. Amen. Amen. And, you know, I used to learn that from, you know, mama and them. And they would say, well, you know, I don't have it to loan. I don't have it. And then, you know, you would see them buy some. I said, now, I thought you said you didn't have You know, now you're really messing with them. I'm kind of confused here. But what they were saying, I don't have no money to throw away. That's what they saying. You know, I need every lit crumb that I could, you know, muster up right now. That's what they saying. And so now that I done learned that, I could have some money, but if I ain't got nothing to just throw your way, I ain't got nothing to just throw, particularly when you done showed yourself to not be faithful with money. Hello, somebody. See, some folks are coming to spend your money up. Hello, somebody. Y'all know where I'm going. Amen. And really think nothing of it, you know, because it was your money. Amen. Let's go. Can we go a little bit further? Let's see. Can we finish this on up now? All right. Now, 21 and 22 is very important because here it talks about kill a person with kindness. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Kill a person with kindness. See, the natural response is when a person be mean to you, the natural response is to can play that game. Person be mean to you, the natural response is to be mean to them. a person slap you, the natural response I'm talking about the natural. You know, even when you playing with girls, I learned this as a little boy. Girls are fast with their hands. By the time you done, you know, you're going to tag a girl, she done pow, slap you. Say, wow, where did that come from? You didn't even see it. They're just naturally quick. It's just a, it's an instinct. It's a reaction. Pow. Hey. Hey. Amen. But kill a person over with kindness. They mean to you. Do something nice to them. If you can't think of nothing else, go get a person some water. You want something to drink? See, a person curse, just curse you out. Say, do you want some water to drink or something? Then you hear what I said? You know, they ready to argue. And so they looking for an argument. But you changed the subject. Amen. Now, my wife, she's really good at it. I can be ready to, you know, talk. We need to talk about something. And she's now, what you want for dinner? I want for dinner. All right. Amen. We ain't going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about this dinner. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Or either just don't say nothing. A lot of times, my wife killed me over just by not saying nothing. I'd be ready to say something and talk, and I'm particularly with driving in the car. I said, didn't you hear what I said? Yeah, I heard you. Well, what you gonna say? Come on, I'm looking for something. Ain't no say nothing. Messing with my driving. Amen. Amen. See, what did we learn as little boys and girls? It takes two to tangle. So if you don't tangle, that person is left hung out to dry. They got to just work on driving. Now you just drive. Amen. Amen. Now, all right, let's go a little bit further because we're getting deeper. Stay away from angry people. 23:24. The north wind driveth away rain, so does an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. It's better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wide house. What is that saying there?
Bread of when life, that woman sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Sit down.